She glanced at her brother, Tebris. Quickly, go to Aranel. She'll protect you. He stared wide-eyed.
I won't leave you.
You must. She gripped his arms and searched his eyes. No matter what happens to me, you must write this down and pass it on to the others so it never happens again. Go, Tebris. She watched him race across the streets of gold and vanish. The ground shook underneath Cadence's feet again. She watched in helpless horror as the angel armed forces, known as the AAF, led by the Archangel Michael, marched through the Worship Angel Quadrant. The streets of gold splintered and cracked under their weight. She watched from the edge of her lawn, her hands turned into fists. Out of nowhere, a soldier grabbed Cadence's hair with such force that it brought tears to her eyes. No one had ever treated her in such a manner, and she couldn't put the emotion into words. She clawed and kicked. What have I done? What have we done? She shouted.
Your leader incited a rebellion in the throne room, the warrior angel snarled. He threatened the Creator. He who no longer has a name in Fifth Heaven is cast out, along with every angel under his command.
It's not fair! Cadence struggled to get out of his grasp. I've done nothing! My family has done nothing but praise the Trinity! She knew Lucifer had followers, but she'd never attended one meeting.
It has been written, and so shall it be done!
He pushed her into the center of the road and tied her together with other members of the angel worship choir, 1/3 of the angelic hosts in heaven under Luke's command. Stunned, shocked, spurned, that was the last day Cadence saw Fifth Heaven.